Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Evans, you're listening to Spinning Jazz here on Sheffield Live, and this week we are dealing exclusively in 7-inches EPs of modern jazz, and the first few today are all going to be UK based. That was from 1959, the fantastic Don Rendell composition board meeting. That was the Jazz Committee, Bert Courtley on trumpet, Don Rendell on tenor saxophone, Eddie Harvey on piano, Pete Blannin on bass, and John Duggan was playing the drums. We're staying with Decca, and we're going back 1 year to 58, and a very similar lineup. This is Bert Courtley on trumpet, Eddie Harvey on trombone and piano, Don Rendell once again on tenor sax, Ronnie Ross on baritone, Pete Blannin on bass, and Andy White is playing the drums. This is Packet of Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
treat it is to be sharing some great sevens this morning with you here on Spinning Jazz. That was from 1958, also on Decca Records. Les Condon on trumpet, Bob Efford on bass clarinet and tenor saxophone, Bill Lesage on piano and vibes, Dave Willis on bass, and Tony Kinsey on drums and timpani. And that was Autumn in Cuba, the Tony Kinsey Quintet. We're changing labels, we're going to Fontana, 1963. This is Tubby Hayes' Quintet.
Thank you.
modern jazz from the 50s on 7-inch EP. That one was on the Tempo Records label, Tony Hall's label. And it was on the scene, the Dizzy Reese Quintet, Dizzy Reese on trumpet. A pal of his from Jamaica, Sammy Walker, was on tenor saxophone. I think he was in town and he stepped in at the last minute because I've got a feeling, I may be wrong, but I think Joe Harriott was due to be on that session, but he was unavailable at the last minute, so Sammy Walker stepped in. Norman Stenfalt on piano, Lenny Bush on bass, and Phil Seaman was playing the drums. Continuing in this vein and on this label, the wonderful Tempo Records, and another seven and another EP called Whale, and this is Fats Navarro's tune Wailing Wall, featuring Victor Feldman on vibes, Jimmy Duca on trumpet, Terry Shannon on piano, Kenny Napper on bass, and once again Phil Seaman at the drums. This is Spinning Jazz, and we are enjoying the sounds of 50s and 60s London. Time to compare and contrast Vibes playing, because next up we have got the Jazz Couriers featuring Toby Hayes on Vibes. That was, of course, Victor Feldman on that last track. We've also got Ronnie Scott on tenor saxophone, Terry Shannon on piano, Phil Bates on bass, and Bill Iden at the drums. It's also on Tempo Records. It's from 1959. And this is Tad Dameron's On a Misty Night. And this one's going out to the Mumper Mark Baxter, also to David Eyre, Jane Brannigan, and my soul brothers, Stu and Dave.
Thank you.
moving seamlessly from Tony Hall's excellent tempo records into an early example of the supervision work of Dennis Preston. That was on Nixa Jazz Pie Records from the Today series, an EP called Doggin' Around with the Don Rendell Jazz 6, and that was Count Basie's Rambo, featuring Rendell on tenor saxophone, Burt Courtley on trumpet, Ronnie Ross on alto sax, as well as his more familiar baritone sax, very interesting from that point of view, Phil Seaman on drums, Kenny Napper on bass, and Eddie Harvey on trombone and piano, recorded in 57. And we're staying with Dennis Preston's work because he was associated very much with the Lansdowne Jazz series on Columbia Records, and this is from 1961. It's the MC5, the Mike Carr Quintet. Gary Cox is playing tenor saxophone, Ian Carr on trumpet and flugelhorn, Mike Carr, his brother, on piano and vibes, Spike Heatley on bass, and Ronnie Stevenson is playing the drums. This is a tune written by Gary Cox, and it's called Preludes, and the EP is called Let's Take Five. ¶¶